afternoon. Once again, I'm Chad Holmes, our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Wrapping up the work week, and you really couldn't have much better weather than we are today. Boy, what a great way to finish off the work week. Get ready for some high school football playoff action tonight. Get set for a great weekend. And to find out what to expect weather-wise, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Mandy Thaluber. And Mandy, again, you are the bearer of some terrific news today for the weekend, aren't you?
Oh, trust me, I am going to count my blessings when they happen. And this is one of those times where I am thoroughly enjoying the forecast and what is to come, because we're going to be having temperatures a good 15 degrees above our average high, which is about 54 for this time of the year. So to be in the 70s this weekend, it is truly going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Perfect night for some football. Partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be dropping down into the upper 30s. That's our lowest, but we're definitely going to see some temperatures in the 40s as we get towards the game time here. And thankfully, those winds are still very light out of the north-northwest, about 5 miles per hour, because it is going to get very, very breezy this weekend. We're going to have sunshine on Saturday, 70 for your high, but that's when we're going to start to notice those southeast winds really kicking up about 20 to 25 mile per hour gusts. And we're going to have those winds through Saturday night as we drop to 53. Quite mild for the evening overnight temperature. Sunday, a repeat, sunshine and 70. Those winds will increase just a little bit, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. So if you do plan on doing any raking this weekend, my advice is to rake it to the area of your yard that is going to blow into the neighbor's yard, because that is what I suggest. So just make sure your neighbors don't know about it. Now, we do have our next system that is going to be moving in late Sunday night. We're going to have some showers and thunderstorms. 60 for your low. We cool off just a little bit on Monday, upper 60s with the cloud cover, but rain showers likely for the start of our work week. As we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, could see some lingering rain showers. We'll have some cloud cover, and then the cooler temperatures will be back to average in the lower to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Well, Mandy, I guess the bottom line is, take advantage this weekend. I imagine that this may be the last time we have temperatures in the 70s until next spring. So take advantage, right?
100%. And again, rake it to the corner of the yard that it's going to blow away, okay?
Great advice, everybody. Make sure you listen to Mandy when it comes to those leaves. Mandy, have a great weekend. Glad to talk to you.
You sound good. Bye.
And right now it is a beautiful afternoon here in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Sunny skies. Temperature stands at 68 degrees. The dew point is 37. Relative humidity of 32%. The barometer 29.52 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. It is 3:10 here on this Friday afternoon. Yep, we've made it to the end of another work week. Glad you could spend part of your Friday afternoon with me. Hopefully you're taking your radio or your mobile device outside, enjoying some of the rays and getting set to enjoy either a fish fry or Friday night dinner. Hopefully go out, see some high school football. Yep, we got ourselves a high school football twin bill tonight here on Bull Falls Radio. Wausau West against Wisconsin Rapids, live from Tom Field. I'll be on the call starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. And online, bullfallsradio.com, Sports Stream 2, the Newman Catholic Cardinals take on McDonald Catholic in an 8-player Level 1 playoff. Also, 6:40 airtime, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. And also, that Newman game against McDonald can be heard on a delay basis following the Wausau West Wisconsin Rapids game here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. So it's going to be an exciting Friday night, and hopefully we'll see you out and about at Tom Field or somewhere else here in central Wisconsin. Also, an opportunity as well to get some outdoor activities done. As Mandy was saying, maybe rake up some leaves, but maybe a last chance to play a little bit of golf, get out there, play a little bit of tennis, do something. You know, that's the thing. Take advantage, because here on the 21st of October, it's so rare that we get these opportunities at this time of the year to be able to go outside and feel the sun, be able to wear short sleeves, maybe even wear some shorts over the weekend as well, because as we've heard, going to start to cool down a little bit. Temperatures will dip into the low 50s, around 50 degrees Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week as well. So back to closer to normal, I would say, next week. Coming up next, we're going to take a few minutes, preview our high school football broadcast for tonight. Wausau West against Rapids with the Warrior head coach Matt Johnson, and then we'll also preview Newman Catholic against McDonald Catholic with the Fighting Cardinals head coach Paul Micklig. And Newman Catholic, of course, the defending 8-player WIAA state champions, head into the postseason here in 2022, the number one ranked team in the state, and the Wausau West Warriors, tri-champions of the Valley Football Association, an 8-1 record going into the postseason. So we'll talk a little high school football coming up next as we continue here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Home show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. Again, a big night of high school football. Wausau West against Wisconsin Rapids, Newman Catholic against McDonald Catholic, and both games right here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. We will have live the Warriors taking on the Red Raiders, starting with the pregame show at 6:40. And I had a chance to talk yesterday to Wausau West head football coach Matt Johnson about tonight's game. Started by asking him about last week's very impressive win when the Warriors clinched the share of the conference championship over DC Everett's 40-14. Really peaking at the right time are the Warriors.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about getting better every week and always looking forward and working to get better. And I thought it kind of came to fruition a little bit on Friday night for sure. We were pretty complete on offense, throwing the ball, running the ball. Defense was fantastic. Again, keeping Everest in check, keeping their passing game in check, getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback that we've been working on all year. So, yeah, I think it was definitely one of those nights where everything came together for us.
Let's move right ahead because it is the start of the postseason playoffs. A number of these guys had the experience last season, get a chance again, second year in a row, earning a home playoff game. Obviously, last season was not the result you wanted, but do you take that experience? Do you learn from that experience? Because playoffs are different. It is different than a regular season matchup. Does that little bit of experience help this group?
Yeah, I think it does. And, you know, there was a lot of guys in their same position that played last year, and all these guys were on the sideline watching. So I think you definitely take some things from that contest. But, you know, we said a lot of the things we learned were maybe things we should have done during the week or throughout the year. And so we tried to make improvements looking ahead to this situation already, getting guys in the right spots, using some guys maybe at some spots that they hadn't played a ton during the season, things like that. So I think, you know, yeah, it's different. Yeah, you're going to lean on your experience. But at the end of the day, we have to do the things we do really well. And we just got to take it one play at a time. And again, with that goal of going 1-0, like I mentioned every week.
It's been a while since you played Rapids. That was like week 3 of the season, the first Friday night of September. And Rapids came out, did a nice job in the first half, built an 11-point lead, and then you shut them down and came back and earned a really hard-fought win. I would expect that that's kind of the way it is. You're both champions of your conference. It's a difficult situation to play a champion of your conference in the first round, but they earned their championship as well, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They're a good football team, and we've told the kids all week that the win in week 3 has zero bearing on what happens tonight. It doesn't matter that we beat them. We don't get to start ahead 20-17 just because we beat them. They are a much better football team than they were in week 3. We like to think we're a much better football team. So like you said, champion against champion of our conference, obviously sharing that with Marshfield as well. But it's going to be a fun one on Friday night, and we expect, you know, a really, really, really good Wisconsin Rapids team to show up on Friday.
It was interesting in the first meeting that you saw why they were good in the first half. They ran the ball, and they ran the ball, and they ran the ball very effectively. But in the second half, your team did a much better job, and you shut them out, and you slowed down that run game. It was a tale of two halves, and I imagine that you try to lean on what you found out in the second half a little bit to go into this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Running that option attack, they're so good at making adjustments throughout the game, and we've got to kind of mirror that and maybe get a step ahead of them if we can. And I thought we did a really nice job of that in the second half, and we've worked on that. And then obviously kind of trying to think ahead what the next step is for us. And, you know, when they figure that out, which they will because they're really well coached and really smart, then what are we going to counter with? And it all starts and stops with number 8 for Wisconsin Rapids. And containing Leo is a darn near impossible, and stopping him is an impossible task. Containing him is what we're going to look for, and you know, keeping him in check and keeping him out of the end zone is the key. He's going to get his yards, they're going to get their yards, and we got to just kind of stay the course. And like I told the kids tonight, just it's going to come down to who hangs on longer tomorrow night.
And discipline, both sides of the football. You have to be disciplined in terms of taking care of the ball. Don't put your defense in a bad spot. And defensively, you've seen it over the years against Rapids. Discipline is probably as important against this offense as anybody that you play.
Yeah, 100%. Do your job. I think I heard Coach Spratty and Coach Whalen and Coach Wimmer and Coach Mantor say it about 100 times this week. Do your job, do your job, do your job. You know, and as your job changes, then do that one. So, yes, it is. It's about discipline on both sides of the ball for sure. And if we can prevent getting penalties and all that kind of thing and not shoot ourselves in the foot, I think we got a good shot.
And finally, when you have the football, Ray had another nice night against Rapids, but they're, you know, I don't know how much you take last week. They had a little trouble defensively last week, but at the same time, you know, they got some very talented guys on that side of the football as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's no secret we're going to try to ride Ray. You know, in case anybody's listening to this, we're going to hand the ball to 41, and we're going to run our counter off 41, and we're going to play action off 41. And, you know, we have some other wrinkles in there as well, but, you know, you can't redefine yourself in the playoffs. You can't try to be somebody you're not. So Wisconsin Rapids knows what we're going to do. We know what they're going to do. It's going to be a matter of who executes better.
That's Wausau West head football coach Matt Johnson in front of tonight's Level 1 Division 1 playoff matchup against Wisconsin Rapids. Again, you can hear the game live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa, starting with the pregame show at 6:40. Also tonight, live online at bowfallsradio.com and Sports Stream 2, also starting at 6:40. You can hear Newman Catholic taking on McDonald Catholic. Cardinals, number 1 ranked team in the state, defending 8-player state champions in the playoff for a 6th consecutive year. But I asked Coach Paul Micklegg, again, they've been in the playoffs 6 straight years, but still exceptionally special to be playing in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know, quite frankly, Chad, you don't know when it's going to be done. You know, if you're not in the playoffs and you kind of know, obviously, week 8, week 9, whatever the case might be, you are done. And now you get into here, and you're only guaranteed 48 minutes, and that's all you're guaranteed. And there's a lot to be said about that. It's not like a regular season game where if you lose one, you know, you might lose a conference title or whatever the case might be, but you're talking about you're done. Your season's over. You're going home, and you don't know the legacy of that group or whatever the case might be is done. It's written. It's the last chapter, and the book goes back on the shelf. So the finality of it is definitely something that I take very serious. I mean, I can just tell from Saturday when we started watching film after the show, and we were watching film from, you know, 1 till 10:30, it's a different time of year, and you know, you enjoy. There's nothing better than doing this and putting a game plan in course of the week. But on the flip side, Chad, there's nothing worse if it doesn't work out either.
There is that pressure. Your guys have gone through it and performed admirably, to say the least, the last couple of years. And also this year, I guess to put the final bow on the regular season, something you tell the guys once in a while that I notice is sometimes people say they make it look easy. The reason you make it look easy is
those guys are performing very well. And your guys performed very well during the regular season, haven't they?
Yeah, and I'm going to be honest with you. I think we've performed well for about 6 years now.
Yes.
And sometimes, you know, with that comes that when are you going to have that clinker? Because you think that it's hard. The percentages say that you do not play at that level for that long. Whatever our winning streak is, was it 26? Just behind Wanaki, it goes Wanaki and then us. So if they're 27, we're 26 or whatever it is. And I don't care if you're playing croquet, ping pong, whatever it is, to win those many games in a row and to be whatever we are in two in eight man, if it's 57, I think it is 57 and two, that is literally incredible. And to play at that level, you're right. We got to be doing something right. We got to be making it look like everybody thinks we're like, yeah, it looks easy. It looks easy. That looks easy. I'll tell you this right now. Then they should come. They should come with us in the summer. They should come with us in January and March and April and February and see those guys working in that weight room and seeing what they do in the off season and going to camps and doing 7-on-7s there's a reason why we make it look easy. Those kids are doing the things to put themselves in that position, and I tip my hat to them.
McDonald, I was saying to you before, you know, you go into this and you think, well, maybe a 1-16. This is not a 1-16. This is a good McDonald team. They performed very well this season. You've got no favors, I would guess, in this first round. What have you seen in preparing for McDonald?
Yeah, I mean, we played the last couple of years in middle school. I mean, they've had the most dominant team, and this coach coached those freshmen and sophomores in middle school, and they dominated us. I mean, I'm talking 50-60-6 or whatever the case might be in all the games that they played. There's no mercy. And so they're definitely, and now it's a new coach in there. They definitely have a lot of young talent, and they got some seniors that have been around the block and played for probably 4 years, especially the receiver. So defensively, they attack and they come at you, and they're going to attack. And if we don't hold up against it, they're going to cause trouble for our offense, trying to get that ball out of there. And they're going to stack that line, and they're going to do everything possible to not let us get started, so to speak. And then offensively, you know, they got a young running back that can pound the ball, and a fullback that can run hard, and a quarterback as a sophomore that does a great job. I mean, he's got like 73% completion percentage, and they got a receiver that's probably one of the best receivers in the state of Wisconsin. So you add that all up, and that's a pretty good team. And they got another a sophomore receiver that could take pressure off of Dale on the other side. So they got everything you want in a good team, and they played two of the better teams in Onwithie and Thorpe, and they played them tough, and we got to see them against all different teams. I think we watched five tapes on them, and so we're excited for the challenge, to say, is this something that I would have thought? You know what, to be honest with you, Chad, I always try to think of what's the worst case scenario, and about 4 weeks ago, this is what you know, I said. I go, I think we're gonna face Chippewa, and a couple weeks ago we actually tried to play Chippewa in a game. So this is a situation where, hey, I guess that game just took place 2 weeks later.
And finally, you get a chance to play back in Merrill. It's always been fun going up there playing on that turf. Beautiful facility. I imagine for the guys, it's one of those rewards as well. Being part of the playoffs, to be at a terrific facility, get on that turf, feel really quick, and have a beautiful night for football.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to play on a surface like that and a facility like that, and we're really happy that Merrill does such a good job for us and takes care of us, and we appreciate that. Hopefully we have a nice big crowd, and I'm sure Chippewa will bring a nice big crowd too. So we're excited about playing on turf, and the kids love it. And like you said, it's a reward for the season they deserve, and we'll just take one game at a time here.
Newman Catholic head football coach Paul Mikulik has Cardinals get set to take on McDonald Catholic. First round of the eight-player WIAA playoffs tonight. 6:40 airtime, live online only. BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2. Again, Newman against McDonald. BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2. Also on tape delay following Wausau West against Wisconsin Rapids. West and Rapids, 6:40 airtime live right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa. So high school football twin bill playoff action tonight. We have more to come. Have a news update coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio WXCO. Friday night, it's the start of the high school football playoffs, and the Wausau West Warriors play host to Wisconsin Rapids in a Division I Level 1 playoff. Hear the game live on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa, with the pregame at 6:40 and kickoff at 7 p.m. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at BullFallsRadio.com, and mobile devices by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West High School Football on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Clovervale Credit Union, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, Bob Look for State Senate, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in a Division I Level 1 playoff. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40, opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Live on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes with you. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. The time is 3:35. Sunny skies, gorgeous afternoon. Temperature of 68 degrees here at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. We were scheduled here to have Wausau School Board President Jim Boucher, but I screwed up. I had contacted Mr. Boucher about a week ago, set things up. I wrote him down as today at 3:30. It was actually yesterday, and I went back to my correspondence, and yep, we had scheduled yesterday, and I was completely off. He was waiting for my call, did not get it, and I apologized to Mr. Boucher, and I said, please, can we reschedule? And yep, we can. So Jim Boucher will be joining me here on the program next Wednesday, just after 3:30. Here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. So again, sometimes, you know, you got to be careful with your scheduler. I have this big calendar and I put down the names of the folks that are going to come on the program. And boy, I don't know why I did that. I honestly don't. I have no idea why I put Jim Boucher down for today instead of yesterday when we had discussed that in the emails that we exchanged. But again, I apologize to Jim Boucher. I apologize to those of you who are expecting to hear from the Wausau School Board President here today. But please join us on Wednesday just after 3:30. Well, for the weather again this weekend, boy, it's looking good. Tomorrow, sunny and 72. A little bit of gusty winds. Gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Sunday, beautiful day. Mostly sunny. Again, a high of 72. Winds again, gusting just a bit, 28 miles per hour. And the warm temperatures will stick around through Monday, but mostly cloudy Monday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 70 degrees. So, again, take the next few days, get out there, enjoy it, because before we know it, fall will be back, and temperatures around 50 degrees for the rest of next week starting on Tuesday. Well, some good news for Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, the United States Senate Democratic nominee. Hell, he's got a pretty big endorsement. Of course, we've heard about the big endorsement Tim Michaels got from La Grande Orange, Mr. Donald Trump, back in the primaries. Well, I think that we got a good one here for Mandela Barnes, as Barack Obama has announced his official support. We knew that Barack Obama supported Mandela Barnes, but now he's doing it with a commercial. And also, he will be appearing with Mandela Barnes coming up. But here is the new commercial that has been put out by the Mandela Barnes campaign, featuring the one, the only former president of the United States, Barack Obama.
Wisconsin, you've got a big responsibility this year. Control of the Senate is in your hands. That's why I'm proud to endorse Mandela Barnes, someone with humble roots who understands the challenges folks are facing. Mandela's mom was a teacher. His dad worked third shift. Now he's focused on solutions that will make a difference, like making more things here in Wisconsin, cutting taxes for the middle class, and protecting a woman's right to choose. Early voting starts October 25th, and Election Day is November 8th. Vote for Mandela Barnes for U.S. Senate.
Also, he wasn't done. Barack Obama says, hey, you know, while I'm doing the help here in Wisconsin, he's also helping out the governor, Tony Evers. He's put out a spot for Tony Evers as well.
Hey, Wisconsin, do you have a plan to vote by November 8th? If not, it's important you make one. If you care about protecting your right to vote, protecting access to abortion, and investing in our kids' public education, you need to get out and vote for my friend, Governor Tony Evers. Tony is doing the right thing for Wisconsin. He cares about people like you, and he needs your support at the ballot box. So don't forget, don't get too busy. Make a plan and go vote for Tony Evers by November 8th.
So Barack Obama doing some work here in the state of Wisconsin. He will also be paying a visit. In fact, coming up a week from tomorrow, Barack Obama will be in Milwaukee on October the 29th to hold a rally for Governor Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and other Democrats. And make sure that when Barack Obama hits Milwaukee next Saturday, you tune in right here to Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, and all the other civic media radio stations as well, as we will have extensive coverage, live coverage of the Barack Obama rally in Milwaukee coming up a week from tomorrow, Saturday, October 29th. Again, like we did when President Biden on Labor Day came to Milwaukee, had complete coverage of that here on Bull Falls Radio and throughout the civic media network. Next Saturday, when Barack Obama is in Milwaukee, we will have live coverage from Milwaukee with Barack Obama, here from Tony Evers, Mandela Barnes, and other Democratic candidates. That's, again, it's great to see, because right now it feels like the Democrats need something to get the energy back. It felt like there was a lot of energy for a while with the anger after the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade. But recently, some of the polls coming out are talking again about the economy, and folks who feel like the economy is a major issue right now are breaking by a double-digit margin for Republicans on the generic ballot for the U.S. House of Representatives especially. So, again, I think Barack Obama has proven, even post-White House, he still is able to move the needle. Saturday, October 29th, Barack Obama in Milwaukee, and looking forward to a hearing from the former president and hearing from the Democratic candidates in Wisconsin a week from Saturday with live extensive coverage right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, again, looking at inflation. Inflation is a major issue. And of course, if you're the party that's in power, and when it comes to Washington, D.C., the party in power is the Democrats, and you automatically get blamed. But there was an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I believe it was earlier today. All the days kind of go back and forth in one's head. But inflation is the top issue. But Corey Hess had this article in the Journal Sentinel, jsonline.com. And the thing that was pointed out in the story, about 60% of U.S. inflation, big amount of inflation, is the result of supply chain disruption from COVID-19. Again, it's like there's, if you're going to look at these issues, you got to look at the issues where these candidates have an actual power to change it. Over the years, and I'm old enough to remember back in the late 1970s and early 1980s, inflation was a problem for Jimmy Carter. It was a problem for Ronald Reagan. It took a while for it to change for Reagan, and then it did change in time for him for his reelection. It was a major problem. But you remember the term of, you know, major inflation, whip inflation now. Remember those buttons? You may not have, if you look in your history books, you'll find out whip inflation now was back in the mid-1970s. The inflation issue started under Richard Nixon, continued under Gerald Ford. Ford's idea to try and beat inflation was a pin. Whip inflation now. But again, inflation is a major problem right now, but it has to do with what, you know, you remember that global pandemic causing all these issues? What was one of the issues? Also part of the inflation issue, higher global energy and grain costs caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Again, that was not anybody's fault in the United States. It's not the Democrats' fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. But Russia's invasion of Ukraine causing higher global energy and grain costs. Pandemic stimulus programs also pushed inflation 2 to 3% higher in the U.S., but also contributed to a very quick employment recovery. So I think you take that 2 to 3% inflation aspect of it because of the quick employment recovery. You want people back working. It took, it took only 2 years for the U.S. economy to recover jobs lost in the steep pandemic drop. It took about 10 years after the Great Recession for the job market to recover. European nations have actually higher inflation right now than the United States. They have not regained pre-pandemic jobs. That's why there are so much problems right now in England and elsewhere in Europe. Number one, inflation's worse than it is here in the United States. Number two, the job recovery hasn't come back as quickly. So again, I think that the ideas and the programs that have been pushed by the Democrats in Washington have actually helped. They've helped bring back the jobs. And it's not the reason that we have inflation. Republicans are trying to talk about inflation being caused by the COVID relief packages. That's not the case. That is not the case at all. It is the supply chain disruption, which is 60%, and then thanks Vladimir Putin and his Russian invasion of the Ukraine. So it's a shame for Democratic candidates right now that they are taking the heat and they're going to take the hit at the ballot box on something they really can't control. And it's, again, one of those situations where you're just simply not able to snap your fingers or wave a magic wand and be able to fix the inflation problem. Tim Michaels. Yep, Tim Michaels. Simplistic plans everywhere. And today, Tim Michaels outlined a plan if elected. Number one, fire Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm on day one. Number two, build a bigger prison. This is his Milwaukee plan, Tim Michaels. Build a bigger prison. Cut fundings to communities if they defund the police. Quote, defund the police. Mandatory minimum for felons possessing guns. Create a RICO-like provision to investigate and prosecute riot organizers. He's playing the crime card. He is playing it big time. Building more prisons is not the answer. It's not. It simply is not. And the idea that Democrats somehow like crime more than Republicans do is ridiculous on every level. Tim Michaels does not have much of a clue on a lot of things. He's just very simplistic. He's going to keep simplicity right to the very end. And it's going to be very interesting to see if Tim Michaels and his lack of intellectual curiosity about many of the issues going on in the state of Wisconsin will ultimately lead to him being elected governor. It's going to be very interesting. Again, election day is coming up in 2.5 weeks, Tuesday, the 8th of November. And we are seeing the commercials ratchet up. You can see a 5-6 commercial stretch of nothing but political spots, many of them from third-party providers as well. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with more. Again, the time is 3:46. Again, beautiful day here in central Wisconsin. Gorgeous day as the sun is shining. We are pushing towards 70 right now, 68 degrees. Lots of sun, temperature in the 70s this weekend. Glad you could spend part of your Friday here. Chad Holmes Show, Full Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, FullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. FullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Chad Holmes with you until 4 o'clock, and then after 4, from 4 till 6, it is the Devil's Advocates. Actually had a chance to be with Mike Crute. Mike came up to Wausau earlier today. We actually had lunch. I said, Mike, what's on the show today? He said, I don't know. So we're going to have to find out what is on the Devil's Advocates today from 4 till 6 with Mike and Dom. And then, of course, tonight we do have a high school football playoff doubleheader. I'll be at Tom Field in Wausau, the Wausau West Warriors, taking on the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. Division 1, Level 1 playoff, 6:40 for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. And also tonight, live online only at BullFallsRadio.com, Sports Stream 2. Tom Weaver and Jeremy Cole will have the Newman Catholic Cardinals, number one ranked team in the state, defending WIAA eight-player football state champions, take on McDonald Catholic, starting again 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. McDonald against Newman can also be heard here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 on a tape delay basis following our live coverage of the Wausau West Warriors against Wisconsin Rapids. Got it? I hope you do. And again, beautiful night. Come on out. Come out to Tom Field. That's where the Warriors are facing off Rapids. Go over to Jay Stadium in Merrill. That's where the Newman Cardinals are taking on McDonald Catholic. There's a Stratford game over at Steam Stadium at DC Everest tonight. So, again, take advantage of the wonderful weather. Go out there, watch some high school football. Such an exciting time of year. And I hope you had a chance to tune in earlier in the program. Had a chance to talk to Wausau West High School Principal Jeb Steckbauer. If you don't know those kids, the youngsters here in the area, they are a lot of good ones, and a few of them will be performing tonight. And go out there, support the youth, and it's a great deal as well. They don't charge very much to go to these games, so go out there. Great burgers. I always have a burger when I go to Tom Field before the game. I wait for them to start it up because I get there early. I get set up, and then finally I see they've put the burgers on the grill. I go down there and have a burger before going on the air. Get over there, get a burger as well, have fun. And again, I think the bottom line is support the student athletes of our area, whether it's football, whether it's volleyball playoffs are going on right now. Got soccer, and of course the winter sports season coming up soon as well. See the story on Tim Michaels. I like talking about Tim Michaels stories, you know. But there's a story out that Tim Michaels apparently has been using public resources for silly things. Apparently, over the last few years, Tim Michaels has been calling police to fetch his dogs. He's also called police to wake up his wife from a nap. I mean, what's going on here? Mr. Tough on Crime billionaire Tim Michaels calling the police using public resources to fetch his dogs? Wake up his wife from a nap? I mean, come on. You know, the Johnson-Mandela Barnes race is one thing, but this Tony Evers-Tim Michaels thing is, I think, a completely different thing. Tim Michaels should be nowhere close to the state capitol. Number one, he's a carpetbagger. He barely lives in Wisconsin. He has his homes in New York and Connecticut and all that. But if you listen to the guy, he doesn't know what's going on. He does not know what's going on. So, again, I just, you know, the fact that it's still tight between Evers and Michaels is a real head-scratcher. I can see the Senate race being tight, but boy, oh boy. Not because that Ron Johnson's any sort of, you know, wonderful candidate, but he is the incumbent, and he has proven to be able to earn votes in the past. So I see why it's a difficult race for the Democrats. But boy, the gubernatorial race, it's really odd that Tim Michaels is still within shouting distance. He's the same guy that lost by double digits to Russ Feingold back in the 2004 U.S. Senate race. And he's not going to give up until he finally gets one of these positions, is he? Also, hoping next week sometime to be able to, or actually sometime in the next week or two to get a chance to talk to Josh Call. We are talking to, he was supposed to be in town on Wednesday, but he's pushed that back. It looks like he'll be coming to Wausau early the following week, and we're talking about getting Josh Call here in studio to talk about his attorney general race with the Republican nominee, Eric Toney. And according to upnorthnews.wi.com today, Eric Toney is he is going to be very active if he does get elected. Toney eager to enforce our state's draconian 1849 abortion ban. So again, he is a guy that's also been very active in going after so-called voter fraud. I'm looking forward to getting a chance to talk to Attorney General Josh Call coming up probably not next week, but early the following week as we get to the final days before the election. So I will let you know exactly when we get a chance to talk to Josh Call once we do have it put in ink and I make sure to put it on the right date on my calendar. Well, that's going to wrap things up here today and this week for the Chad Holmes Show. I'll be back again on Monday from 2 till 4. And on Monday at 3:15, we will be joined by Kristen Conway, the 85th Assembly District Democratic nominee. We'll talk about her campaign, the issues in her race against Patrick Snyder. So again, Kristen Conway, 3:15 on Monday here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks again to Jeb Steckbauer, the Wausau West High School principal, for joining us here today. Coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour, and then after that, it will be the Devil's Advocates here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Have yourselves a great Friday and a great weekend.
Fashioned by fate, suffer so hard.